If you are looking for the world's largest collection of systematic reviews of research into the effects of healthcare interventions, you will find it in the Cochrane Library at www.thecochranelibrary.com. This enormous collection of evidence is produced in partnership between Wiley-Blackwell and the Cochrane Collaboration, an independent international organisation dedicated to helping people make well-informed decisions about healthcare. As well as containing several other resources, the core of the Cochrane Library is the approximately 3,500 full Cochrane reviews which are available in their entirety. You can read the methods, analysis and findings, and the conclusions of each of these reviews. The contents of the Cochrane Library are refreshed every 3 months. Around 150 updated or new reviews are added. The third issue of 2008 was published on July the 16th, and contains a wide variety of new material. There are reviews assessing interventions to stop children from starting to smoke and to help adults to stop smoking, and a collection of reviews on the prevention and treatment of diabetes. There's also an updated review on culturally appropriate ways to educate people in ethnic minority groups about this disease. You will also find up-to-date reviews of oxygen as a treatment for migraine, regular breast self-examination for detecting cancer, orthoses for foot pain, physical activity programs for people with dementia, and zinc for treating diarrhea in children. Another review, bringing together evidence from more than 60,000 people with asthma, investigates the adverse effects of salmeterol. As examples of how Cochrane reviews evolve over time in order to keep pace with new research and new ways of thinking, issue 3 of the Cochrane Library also contains substantial updates of 2 reviews that appeared for the first time a decade ago: drugs for treating urinary schistosomiasis and the effectiveness of printed educational materials in healthcare. Several of these new and updated Cochrane reviews have been highlighted in evidence pods that you can now listen to on the Cochrane Collaboration website. If you want to get these or to find out more about Cochrane reviews, go to www.cochrane.org.